لا إله إلا الله، إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، اللهم واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا. اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، اللهم ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وعنا معهم إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful. All praise and thanks are due to him, and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's, as you all know, one of the wisdoms behind the fact that the Friday khutbah is a compulsory thing, it's a fard, basically, is that the khatib, the scholar, the alim, the da'iyah, whoever, is asked to try to respond to the needs of Muslims. Part of the wisdoms behind the khutbah. One of the questions that I myself and those who are in my situation, we receive nearly on a daily basis, what we call doubts about the hijab. Shukuk hawla al-hijab. Questions concerning the hijab. Nearly on a daily basis, especially from our dear respected sisters, the youth, who are influencing somehow with the environment, influenced with the social media. They did not go to Islamic schools. They did not have Islamic education. So for them, it's just her mother used to wear the hijab. So, and they read a lot. And unfortunately, I think you know that we have a lot of people who hate Islam and Muslims. We have a lot of people in the social media who do make lies against Islam. And we have, in purpose, some people who try to corrupt. They try to spread corruption against Islamic teachings for many reasons, some of which that we might be aware and some of which we might not. We have some big questions about Islam, about the hijab in Islam. And it's not something easy, because hijab is connected in Islam with modesty, chastity, and purity. Al-iffatu wa-tahara. So it's not a marginal issue in Islam, hijab. So therefore, I'm standing before you, inshallah, to try to deal with the three big concerns with regard to hijab. So that you, inshallah, will be able, in case if you are asked a question by your wife, your sister, your daughter, you can answer. For sisters who are listening to me, if you are asked the same thing by your daughters or your, you know, your sisters in Islam or your sisters, stepsisters or whatever. And in case someone is trying to make fun or to try to play, you know, to act smart, you will be ready how to deal with those people. Now, the three big concerns are the following. Number one, Many people they claim while attacking Islam, قال الحجاب عادة عربية وليست شريعة إسلامية. The first big concern, they claim that hijab is an Arabic tradition or an Arabic custom, and it is not an obligation in Islam. And number two, which is widely spread in the Arab world, أنا لسه مش مقتنع بالحجاب. بلبسه لما أقتنع. I'm still not convinced. So I will do it, inshallah, when I'm convinced. And number three, I received it directly in my face many times. يا دكتور لا يوجد أي دليل في القرآن يتحدث عن الحجاب وأتحدى. Some people they claim there is no evidence at all that talks about the hijab. And sometimes they say, I challenge if you can prove to me from the Quran. I said, okay, definitely I'll prove to you from the Quran. I will show you how ignorant you are. So we have three big concerns, questions, and needs. So number one, al-hijab ada arabiyya wa laysat shari'atan islamiyya. You need to know the following. I think we all know that Arabs, they used to wear clothes. They were not naked 24/7. Definitely, they had their own clothes. When Islam came, the free woman, not the slave or the prostitutes, they used to wear very modest clothing. They used to cover their heads and to have a very good, decent clothing. So Islam came and add some regulations to what they used to wear. We will explain it later. With some modifications, they used to have the head cover, and it was called the khimar. The head cover in Arabic is the khimar. They were asked to protect this area and to put it, you know, over very well. And they were asked to wear the jilbab, which is the over, you know, clothing over the normal clothes that the woman wear. So basically, Arabs, they used to wear, yes, Islam came, confirmed something and added something. After the addition and the modification with the restriction of Islam, it became what? Islamic fariḍah, Islamic regulation, Islamic teachings directly. And we'll bring there. So it's not an Arabic custom. No, it's an Islamic obligation in the Quran. We'll prove it, number one. Number two, I'm still not convinced. The one who thinks in this way must reflect upon this way of thinking. I'm still not convinced. If this is acceptable, let me ask you, if I'm faced now with a sister or a mother or even a father, sometimes it's the conviction of the father. Who told you that to obey the law, you have to be convinced? Let me apply it on our daily basis. In the Western world in general, in the world in general, is there any state who will be patient with us to be convinced in the tax system to pay our tax? Whether we are convinced or not, the law is the law. Pay the tax. Who will wait for you and me to be convinced? It's the law. You pay. How many of us might not be convinced in some details of the traffic law? Who cares? Maybe I'm not convinced to use the seat belt, for example. Who cares if I'm convinced or not? The law is you have to put it. Otherwise, you might be committing a crime. Who said tax system, traffic system, whatever system, you are called by law, you are not allowed. By law, if you are convinced, it will be nur ala nur. Very nice. If you are not convinced, who cares? It's the law, you have to obey it. This is in the human sense, I'm saying. Imagine the one who says that I'm not convinced yet with the hijab. We ask the following question. What if some youth said the following? I'm not convinced that birrul walidain is an obligation. I'm not convinced. Respecting your parents, you know, it's an obligation. Birrul walidain. And this respecting parents basically is considered kabira min al-kaba'ir, which is a major sin in Islam. Imagine if we opened this door, some of the youth, well, I'm not convinced. So therefore, if he's not convinced, he will be allowing himself to be very rude with his parents, committing a major sin. What if another people, I'm not convinced khamar is haram? What if a fourth group, they are not convinced zina is haram? What if I'm not convinced riba is haram? Who said it depends on my conviction? If I believe that Allah is the creator, and I believe that Islam is the final version of God's revelation, i.e. the Quran, if I believe that we have the last testament and covenant between Allah, the people, and I believe in Muhammad, consequently, now I have to accept specially what there is no dispute about it. What there is a consensus, ijma', it's clearly. I'm not discussing something that could be disputable because it's not proved. It's in a hadith da'if, or it's something fabricated, or the ulama, they have dispute about it. I'm discussing something no one from the ulama, not from the lay people. This is up, not up to, wallahi, I think. Who are you to think? Wallahi, I feel, depending on what. This is what I think. No, you have a knowledge? You have the Islamic scholarship? If not, please, please respect yourself. Please know your place. I am, as an expert in Islamic studies, I have no right to speak about people in medicine, to say, wallahi, I think such and such medicine is not a good one. Okay, depending on what? Wallahi, I think. You think on depending on what? Are you expert in medication? No. How come? Someone has the right to tell me, shut up your mouth, Amjad. I said, yes, you have the right to tell me this. Yes, because I'm not expert. How come, depending on my feeling, I destroy and I cancel a full system of Allah? I'm not convinced, depending on what? My feelings. Wow. Since when we depend on the feelings to decide something scientific, for example, or just? So, we have many. Imagine if we open this, we will destroy zakah, riba, ghadd al-basar, birr al-walidain. All of these things will be vanished, demolished, if it's up to my personal conviction. And in the human level, we do apply this. Why, when it comes just to hijab, I'm still not convinced? If you are not convinced, do it for the sake of Allah and ask Allah to help you how to seek the knowledge to understand why the wisdom. Even if you are not convinced, مَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمَا الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ. سيدي الآية مين ذكرني فيها؟ بدايتها وما كان جزاك الله وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة أن يكون إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم. Which means it's not up to you when the decision is made by Allah. It's not up to me to put my personal feelings, convictions against Allah's will. Or otherwise, what's the concept of Islam? Islam means by default what? Submission. Submission to what? To submit myself to the will of my Lord. So when a sister or a father or a mother, I'm not convinced, please reconsider what you are doing. It's a big, big mistake. The third one, third concern. There is no evidence in the Quran that hijab is mentioned. This is what they say, they are trying to play the game in a dirty way. Let me now, please, I need your focus now to explain to you. The word hijab literally means the barrier. Linguistically, in the lexicons, when you go to dictionaries and lexicons, hijab means hajj, means a barrier between two things. So for example, if I have a piece of cloth or a big sheet of paper, and I put it like this between you and me, this is called hijab. Okay? Literally, in Arabic. The word hijab is mentioned in the Quran with this meaning. In a specific context, it is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about if someone would like to speak with the wives of the Prophet, in specific. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ hijab. Now, Allah is guiding Muslims. If you want to speak with the wives of the Prophet in specific, Don't speak directly. There must be a hijab between you and them. This is specific for the wives of the Prophet radiyallahu anhunna jami'a. There should be a piece of screen, a cloth, something. Don't sit with them directly out of respect and prestige for the wives of the Prophet. So the word hijab at that time, and linguistically it's using with this, which is true. That's true. Now, the Islamic clothing code, the Islamic dressing code is mentioned in two verses with another linguistic terminology. The Quran used the word khimar and used the word jilbab. Okay? The word khimar literally means the cover of the head. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, I will recite the two verses now, the two following verses. In Surah An-Nur, chapter An-Nur, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. This is Surah An-Nur, chapter The Light, verse 31. Allah says literally, tell the believing woman to lower their gaze and guard their chastity and not reveal their adornments, like such as the hair, the body shape, and the underclothes, except what normally appears, like the face, the hands, the outer clothes, rings, the kohol, or the henna on the hands. Let them now draw their veils over their chests and not reveal their hidden adornment except for their husbands and their fathers, etc. So the word khimar in Arabic is used literally at that time for the head cover. So the head cover is already there. They used to use it. So the Quran came directing them to do the following. What you Muslim women are already using, which is there, just do darb in this, which means pull it, make it tight, and cover al-jayb. وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرْهِنَّ. The khimar is the head cover. It used to be like this to the back, or to be left loose, while this area is completely uncovered. The ears, the cheeks, the neck, and this part of the chest is completely was uncovered. Already the khimar is there. So the Quran says, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ, which is there. This is the first ayah in Surah An-Nur, which covers the upper part of the body. Now, the other ayah, it's in Surah Al-Ahzab, the enemy alliance, chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 59. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Look, literally what Allah says, O Prophet, ask your wives, daughters, and believing women, those who say there is no ayah in the Quran, O the Prophet, نسائك وبناتك قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين. O Prophet, tell your wives, daughters, and the believing woman, if someone does not count herself from the believing woman, it's a disaster. Because the addressing is for her with the daughters of Prophet Muhammad and the wives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to draw their cloaks, their abaya, their jilbab, the cloak. By the way, this is called cloak in English. This is like abaya. The same thing is applicable on the word jilbab, okay? So it's basically that jilbab is the thing that we wear it on the normal clothes. This is the normal, okay? So this is on. This is the jilbab of the woman, and this is the literal usage of the word jilbab at the time of the revelation of the Quran for the Arabs. So يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن, and to draw their cloaks over their bodies. In this way, it is more likely that they will be recognized as virtuous and not be harassed or hurted, and God is all forgiving, most merciful. So, these two verses, the khimar wal yadribna, the other one, the cloak or the abaya or the jilbab, which is the outer clothing on the normal clothing, let them call yudnina. Al idna'u huwa الإسدال أن يكون واسعا فضفاضا غير ضيق, which means in Arabic anything that has the إدنا means should not be tight, so that will not shape the body and should not be transparent. يا يصف لا يشف. These two verses, one of them in chapter النور for the خمار, the other one for the جلباب. So the Quran to talk about the Islamic clothing ruling of the clothes, use the two terminology, which is khimar and jilbab. Now there is something in the language they call it the semantics. التطور الدلالي للغة. I will explain it maybe. Some people meant it the first time they hear this. التطور الدلالي, أن يكون لفظة تستخدم بمعنى يتم استخدامها بعد ذلك بمعنى جديد. هذا المعنى جزء منه يسمى المجاز. لفظ وضع لشيء معين ثم استخدم بمعنى آخر. وفي أيضا تطورات دلالية, يعني هذه اللفظة تدل على معنى أصبحت تستخدم استخداما جديدا. لذلك حينما يريد شخص أن يستخدم اللفظة يقال له أنت تقصد بها المعنى الجديد أم المعنى القديم. هذا يسمى تطور دلالي. In English, they call this the semantics, the development of the indication of the meaning of the vocabulary. I will give you a quick example. For example, now the word dollar. Dollar basically is put historically in the language to tell you about a special coin, special currency, which is related to the United States of America. So when someone says dollar, he's talking about money. But they don't say give me money, they say give me dollar. But dollar means money, specific money for a specific country. Now the semantic in the slang language, many people they say bucks now. Give me 10 bucks, give me 5 bucks, give me 20 bucks. Now, what do they mean when they say 10 bucks? They mean $10. They do not use the word dollar. They use another, you know, sound. But they are talking about the same meaning, which is the American unit of money. This is called semantics, okay? Another example, the word man means what? Man. The male part of the human beings, old human kind, mankind. Now the semantics, they say dude. Hey dude, how are you dude? What is the dude? A man or a friend? The word friend, according to the dictionary, the word friend is replaced sometimes with dude, and the word man is replaced with dude. Now the word dude basically was not put originally to mean man or a friend. Now it's used. So I say, hey dude, what are you talking about? Say, oh, nothing. See, what do you mean by nothing? Where is your friend? No, I did not mean. Now this is the usage. I'm just giving you an idea. Now the word, we go back to our case. Hijab used to be mean barrier. The Islamic dressing code at that time, to describe it, it was described with khimar and jilbab. Nowadays, the people, they are using the word hijab to talk about khimar and jilbab. So this is called semantics. But when they say hijab, they are talking about khimar and jilbab. And some countries, like in, for example, in Syria, in Jordan, in Palestine, we say ishar. Some Egyptians, they say tarha. They don't use the word
Khimar. Even the word khimar, which is linguistically used to for the head cover, most of Arabs now, they use it for the face cover, which was not put that for that. So therefore, let's go to the core meaning. Do we have an Islamic dressing or clothing code? The answer is yes. Is it described in specific? Yes. How? Khimar and jilbab. Now, if someone say the hijab, as we understand it now, is not mentioned in the Quran, this is true. But this is a dirty game of playing with the words. Got my point? So they say, well, I challenge you, the hijab. If you mean the hijab as a barrier, yes, it's mentioned. If you mean a hijab as a full Islamic dressing code, like we understand it, it's mentioned with khimar and jilbab, and now we use the word hijab. So those who know this, make this game with those who don't know to tell them, look, prove to me that the hijab, look, the hijab is just, look how the dirty, wicked game. They say, I challenge you to prove to me that the hijab is mentioned just for the wives of the prophets. Other females are not asked to wear the hijab. They are using semantically what we use for the full dressing system to mislead the people with the literal meaning of the word hijab, which means the barrier, which is in specific for the wives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I hope that I managed just to solve these quick three doubts about how to deal with the hijab very, very quickly. And the last message that I may the same thing I did mention, just to make sure. Now the same thing, many people, they keep using the word khimar, 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 khimar. They mean by it what? The cover of the face. The cover of the face, some people, they call it niqab. And it's called sometimes khimar. Now, khimar, linguistically, it is the cover of the head. But just to make sure, now, there is consensus between the ulama. From the time of Prophet Amnaw, something that have no dispute at all, that having a wide, loose, and transparent, you know, cloak or clothes on the body, plus covering the full head except the face and the hands, it's a consensus. There is a dispute about the khimar, yes, which means in Islam, it is acceptable to have, if she wants to cover the face, it's part of the Islamic teachings. If she decided not to cover the face, it's part of Islamic teaching as well, because there is no full consensus on that. But the Sahaba themselves, some of them they were with, some of them they were against, it's not agreed upon. So apart from what some people call it khimar or niqab, which is the cover of the face, remove it out of the equation now. What is there is no dispute and completely agreeable upon. It's a consensus in Islam, the full cover of the body, as I explained. By this, I hope we have covered the three main doubts. That do we have evidences from Quran? Yes, we do have. I hope you did understand them. When you go back, do some simple homework. Go and read these two verses, Surah An-Nur, chapter the Nur, verse 31, chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 59. Read them and read the explanation. Put a mark there. When someone asks you, just make a photocopy and explain this. And now you understand the semantics of hijab, khimar, niqab, jilbab, everything, and how they mix the thing to mislead the people. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. Respected brothers and sisters, in the last 2 minutes of the khutbah, please. What I'm doing now basically is part of my duty towards my religion. Once you know, once you have received what I did convey now, it will be your duty to let everyone around you know what you have learned. It's my duty to tell, it's my duty to prepare, it's my duty to read, to make it simple, to convey it to you. Not just for the sake of entertainment.
It's not just for the sake of wasting the time. It's your duty like it's my duty. So please, if you, because I think if you are not facing the problem, you will face it at any moment. If you try to shake your daughter to try to ask her about what she reads in the internet, maybe most of them, they have these doubts, but not necessarily telling you, and maybe that. So please try to protect them by opening the conversation and let them understand, because completely in the social media, those wicked people, some of them, they depend on the ignorance of many Muslim youth, and they attack them from this. So let's do our homework. Go, read, make sure from what I have explained, try to make a photocopy, discuss it with your wife, discuss it with your daughters, with your colleagues. Let this knowledge be spread, or otherwise, the khayr will not be spread. Hijab basically is part of the main concept of purity, chastity, and modesty, which could be one of the main identities of Muslims, and we are proud of this, walhamdulillah. Allahumma fir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna. Allahumma arhamna fawqa al-ardi wa tahta al-ardi wa yawma al-ardi alayka ya kareem. Subhanaka ya azeemu ya kareem la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Anta al-muqaddim wa anta al-muakhir wa anta ala kulli shay'in qadir. اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء وعبيدك أبناء إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارحم بنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعذنا من النفاق والرياء وسوء الأخلاق يا ربنا يا عفو يا كريم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة. Thank you.